Nothing succeeds like excess.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for June 10th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me. I'm stuck in a lozenge. We're all both fighting colds here, so if Janine kind of coughs or hacks us.
That's why. I'll try not to, but...
Well, she does. It's not contagious. Yeah. You're listening to this through...
You know. Right. Can't get it through your ears. That I
Yet.
Know of.
Yet. Okay. Well, welcome to this week's edition, and so we're just going to dive right in. The series was, and it's setting something up, obviously, as Winslow is talking about seceding from the Union. I've been trying to do some research on that, and but the preliminary stuff is you can't. We had a war.
Right.
You may have remembered this. And so I think he's right. He has there's one line in that whole series that I really like, and that's his constitution.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if anyone commented on it, but just what he just says, his constitution is everyone be nice to everybody else.
Yes, people did comment on that.
Did they? Well, then let's get
to
it.
They did, so let me find them.
Am I jumping ahead of you?
I tend to do that.
I'm sorry, honey.
Let me just find it. yes, so Nobody Awesome said, so how would we define what is nice? Everyone's needs and requirements are different. Also, is being polite nice or being truthful nice? And Martin Perry 1 said, thou shall not annoy other people. And if you are other people, thou shall not get annoyed too easily.
There you go. No, it's just pretty much just a laissez-faire approach to life. Let you know.
Right.
Let sleeping dogs lie. Let bygones be got bygones. I can't think of the cliche I'm trying to hurl out here right now, but that's what I'm going for.
Well, Coffee Cup totally disagrees.
Oh, with...
He says, here's a quote, if you're kind to the cruel, sooner or later, you will be cruel to the kind. It's an old Talmudic aphorism. So he says, so no, I won't be kind to Trump or his enablers, many of whom seem to be in it for the cruelty.
That's a tough ethical question. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure.
Okay. Should you be kind? I mean, should we have been kind to the Nazis? There's one thing. Or should we, before Pearl Harbor, should we have just ignored them, which is exactly what we did. We had Lend-Lease and other ways we were kind of clandestinely being involved in the war in Europe, but not really. So does kindness trump, no pun intended, trump cruelty? It does. It's hard. It's very hard to do that. And it's almost impossible if you're a human being.
Right. Well, also in the what Winslow is saying, everyone be nice to each other. So that means that the other people would have to be nice to you too.
Right.
So then therefore there would be no reason to, they would not be cruel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's reciprocal. If they're cruel, if they're nice to you, but that's not how this works.
It's very interesting because I actually looked up this quote. And it's what's called a midrash. So it's basically descriptions, or people comment. This group, someone comments on the things that are in the Torah. Sorry, my
Talmud.
Yeah, but they comment on this, and this is referring to Saul, who God had told him to completely kill this group of people, destroy them completely, and he did not. He let the king go. He didn't kill everybody. And later, these people kept coming back and trying to destroy Israel. And they actually use this quote a lot of times. I read several spots that were using this to defend fighting the Palestinians and continuing that way because they want to destroy us. We have to make sure that they don't.
Yeah, destroying whole groups of people is probably not... particularly Christian thing to do?
No, this was pre-Christian.
Okay, well then it's okay.
I'm just saying.
No, I think that oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes facing cruelty with kindness is disarming and unexpected, and oftentimes more surprisingly, it works. Like on our commenters or on people who email me or whatever, if they're like, you're just a so-and-so and I blah, blah, blah. The times that I've taken the opportunity to respond directly to that person and engage them, you've turned them around. Not necessarily to your point of view, because that's their point of view, but just the language they use, and they recognize that they used language that was far too, you know, harsh. And so, you know, I think if you come to things with with kindness. I don't always do it. Clearly, you read my strip, you read my editorial cartoons. I'm not that guy. I mean, I wish I were, but you try to be that guy. And so, yeah, you know, I don't agree with our commenter there. I just don't. And that old Talmudic.
I think so.
You think what?
That's how it's pronounced.
Okay. Anyway, so what other comments do we have about him wanting to form his own country because he figures that his priority should really be the flag and stamps?
Right. Well, a couple of people just had some funny little things. And I do not sing, so I'm not going to sing this. But Dr. Toon said, "My country, 'tis of me."
Oh, that's good.
And Raby65 responded with, "Oh, say, can I see?"
And you have to imagine that the current president probably sings those already. So, you know, there's that. What else?
Well, JBM Law 01 says, "I would favor Congress setting up a secession protocol. The great divide today is heightened because of the sense that there is no choice except living under the rules of the other side. We need an escape hatch fair for all."
I think that's an interesting idea. I wonder, for instance, California's like Calexit.
Yeah. That they were doing after the election or talking about.
Yeah.
And Texas has talked about it before, right?
Yeah, allegedly. And allegedly can break into four different states.
People were like, "Well, I'll be glad if Texas leaves." And others were, "Well, I'll be glad if California leaves."
Yeah. Well, okay.
I think that would be very difficult. I don't see how you could set that up. We are so spread out. Where would you go?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you just stay in the state you live in? If that's...
Well, that's your choice.
Well, that's it. You'd have to... There'd be a lot of moving.
Yeah.
A lot of people would have to move. That would really be very difficult
for the country. It's happened before, but it's not always good.
And how do you decide? I mean, you'd have to, like, move people. For example, Arizona's a red state, right? They're kind of reddish. They're kind of in the middle there. Would you move them around? Would you have to move everybody somewhere else?
Why would you have to move anybody? Why are people moving? I don't understand what you're asking. Let's say the South secedes because they want, you know, abortion bans, but you don't want to live in a state with an abortion ban. You can move. The state doesn't have to move. You're not going to be moved en masse. Why?
I'm just thinking, if they all decide to secede, are we going to have everybody like Arizona could be its own state? Alabama could be its own state.
They already are their own states.
I mean, their own country. Sorry. Texas would be its own country.
Yeah.
California would be its own country.
Yes.
Everyone would be their own country.
Yes.
And then you would have to, how do you decide whether someone gets to leave or that you would let them in?
The commenter just mentioned they should set up some kind of protocol. The way the Constitution
was. For example, if Illinois decided to secede and we're like, "I don't want to stay in Illinois. I want to move to somewhere else." What if they don't take you?
Oh, I see. They put up a wall. The beautiful wall that Illinois will pay for. Well, then that's a different issue altogether.
Or they don't
want
to let you leave because, well, we need your tax money.
You
so
then that's a totalitarian state, and you probably shouldn't be living there to begin with. And
don't you have to get permission to leave places? If you wanted to leave a country, you could just leave as long as another country will take you.
Well, unless you're a totalitarian, you can't just leave Cuba. You can't leave China. You can't just leave Russia.
But I don't know that another state would. New country would automatically just take someone because you just decide you want to live there.
That's up to the state.
It would be very confusing. Well, we were born here, so does that automatically mean I can go to that country if it...
We'd be in the Republic of California. We were both born there, so we'd probably automatically be citizens. And they have a cool flag with a bear.
It is a cool flag. It's a cool place.
It is a cool place. No, I think, you know, here's the thing. The Constitution was set up, and the arguments were always to have the states control much of their power, that you could have very different states. The Articles of Confederation allowed for that. In fact, you know, pretty much demanded that. So Virginia would have very different laws than Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania very different from, say, you know, Massachusetts. And, you know, that was kind of the idea, is that each state would be an entity unto itself and able to be effectively a lab for democracy and what works, what doesn't. But they would have been, and the expectation was they would have been very different. So what we have now, the homogenization of the states, is actually pretty kind of contrary to the original concept of the United States. So, yeah, I think they should. I think there should be a protocol. Why not? I mean, you know, I think states should have that option. Now, I wouldn't make it really easy. In fact, I'd make it quite difficult.
Wait, we'll make sure they mean it. They're not just in a huff.
In a huff. Well, it's sort of like when the Czechoslovakia broke into two, into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And it's like, they kind of woke up the next day when it happened. They go, what did we just do? that was crazy. So any other comments you want to get to?
Let's see.
So the storyline's going to continue on, and obviously it carries on for a while. And in fact, I can probably say it here on two Sundays in a row. I'm going to invite readers to send in their flag ideas for the United State of Winslow, and hopefully we'll be able to get those into a couple of Sunday prickly cities, and then we'll see what people come up with. I have to contact the syndicate and see if we can also do something online. But right now, that's the plan.
Okay.
So we'll see. So get ready. Get your pencils out, folks. Anything else?
Well, you did the Sunday on the mall being empty because it had been Amazoned.
Yes.
And a couple people disagreed with you. They said, Brain Dead said, don't forget that Sears and Toys R Us were not killed by Amazon. They were looted by their leadership. And Sandflea said, Walmart killed a lot of businesses before Amazon showed up.
That's true, and it's interesting now that the big store, you know, the big box stores now are being killed by Amazon, and something will kill Amazon, and maybe yep. maybe it'll be mom and pop stores.
Maybe.
Well, what I love about the arc of that story is that how organic economics is, and that's a great example. You know, everyone when we were younger, which is a long time ago, we had malls. You know, the mall was kind of a new idea when you and I were growing up. And especially you had one, obviously, near you. Well, you grew up in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and LA is kind of where they started, or at least proved their worth. I lived in Madison, Wisconsin in my high school years, and we had one mall, or two, but we mostly went to Westtown Mall. And that was a place to congregate. It was a place where all the stores were. You could check stuff out, check out clothes, check. And so obviously.
Movies.
Yeah, that's right. They had movies. And yeah. Orange Julius.
Yes. And the ice cream that they dipped into chocolate. And
what was that?
Nuts. Forgot what it was.
Didn't they have a pretzel thing too?
Probably. I don't remember that okay. much though. I just remember the ice cream and the lemonade.
I liked Orange Julius though. Until I realized it had like 13 pounds of sugar in a cup. That's probably why I liked it. Anyway, so malls, I mean, and so now Amazon comes in. I find that curious. And maybe I'll talk about that sometime in the strip because the idea that people love to have their stuff delivered, obviously, but especially food. You and I have been noticing lately more and more food delivery services.
Right. Went into a restaurant and they had several different iPads for all the different food delivery services.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of amazing to me why people wouldn't want to go out and get their food. Although I understand, you know, being kind of a lazy guy, sometimes it's kind of be nice to just call up. And I've used Grubhub a few times, and
yeah,
it's nice.
I like it once in a while, but on the whole, I'd really rather go out because you get the food fresh. It hasn't been driving around in a car or on a bike for who knows how long.
Yeah.
And so it's nice and hot. But what I really like about those, I think they're very, very handy when you have someone in another city or state that you want to send food to. Maybe they had surgery or something and you can't bake them a casserole because you don't live near there anymore.
Yeah, you've done that.
Yeah, so you can just order a meal for them that way, which is really nice.
Yeah. So with the malls, that's what's happening. And you're right about the corporate greed with Sears. But Sears, the fact, even with corporate greed, Sears should have been the Amazon of today.
That's pretty much what they were set up to do. They
yeah.
The catalog just moved it all online.
Yeah, exactly. And just made it easier for people, not expecting them, especially for as long as they did, to go to the brick and mortar, that people clearly preferred to go online and pick that and buy the stuff that way. So, I mean, that was just someone being, I mean, I liken it to the newspaper industry. Quite frankly, they saw the technology that was going to hurt them and they did nothing about it. And that is partially greed, partially ignorance, partially stubbornness, you know, adherence to a business model that gets dated. So anyway, is that about it?
That's about it.
Okay. You feeling any better?
A little bit.
Okay, good. Me too. Hey, thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, we invite you to do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. Sign up, you get free stuff, leave a comment, maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, please do so. Write to us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Janine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer, thank you once again. And thank you WGN and WGN Plus for letting us use your stuff and posting the podcast. And a very special thank you to you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.